Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, this is Megan.
This is Rachel.
And this is your Daily Dish. Today we'll be talking about last night's Real Housewives of Atlanta. Big episode. Should we just dive in?
Yeah, let's dive in. I just want to start off talking about Portia babysitting because it was amazing. I love that she called Aiden and Dylan like a little Apollo and Phaedra because one was negotiating, one was like crying around the house.
Yeah, it was like shady to Apollo.
Oh, but it was so funny. The moment when I think it was Aiden was behind the chair and like, it's my changing room.
He is so cute.
Oh my God, they're both so cute. I loved them.
Speaking of children.
Oh.
Sheree's son.
Oh my God, he is so hot. I loved the moment Cynthia was like, oh, so your son is all grown up then, huh? Like, and looking him up and down.
Yeah.
He's so hot. I kind of was really surprised because to me, he's like a model. Like, he's tall, he's really good looking, he's more on the slendery side.
Yeah.
But not like too built.
Just a chiseled face.
Yeah. So when she was kind of like lukewarm on him getting into modeling, I was surprised.
I think what she was saying is, I did this for years. And like most models do. Like, even Gigi Hadid. She was a child model. She did this for years then got her break like later at 16, 17. So it's not something that happens overnight, and I think that's maybe what she was trying to say to Sheree.
Right, because Sheree's like, well, I just want him to be on Fashion Week in New York now, right?
Yeah, and she's like, that's the end game. That's not the starting point.
Right, but I have hopes because I would love to see him in my magazine.
He's so beautiful. But I laugh so hard when Bob walked in
on
his shirtless photo shoot. Oh my
God! I just love Bob. Team Sheree and Bob.
I know.
I want them to get together.
Yes.
But you know, I loved when he came in and was like,
what is this? Why you got my son up here naked?
Hey, he's in a photo shoot!
You got baby oil on the boy's chest.
That's wet. It's hot.
See, they start you with your shirt off, then you're doing them sex tapes.
Oh, so good. Moving on to Kenya and her dad being like, fly me in because I want to talk to this kid.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah, I thought it was really sweet. And I feel like we don't usually see Kenya's family. So I was really excited to see her dad.
Get involved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then it was so awkward when Matt was like over 30 minutes late.
Well, so let me ask you, because I feel like there was a reason he was not showing up when he was supposed to. Like something had happened, but they weren't saying what.
I thought it was just like, I don't want to go through this until you apologize.
Right.
And he was, like, holding it over her head, being like, well, your dad's here. I know you want this to happen. So this thing that you want to happen, I'll do if you give me this in return.
But, like, what is she supposed to be apologizing for?
I don't know. It was all very, like, muddy.
Yeah. Like, he said she was manipulative.
Yeah, he said that a bunch of times. And then I felt like Kenya's dad almost got swayed to his side a little bit. He was much more judicious than I thought he would be.
Right,
like, he
very diplomatic.
Yeah, he listened to Matt. He, like, heard him out at least. The moment when they were parting at the end and he was like, if you want this, you gotta fight for it and try. And if you don't, keep walking to that car.
And he did. He turned around and kept walking to the car.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means this is last we'll see of him, or if he just doesn't take the advice and comes back.
We'll find out, I'm guessing, later this season.
So a relationship that I'm really torn up about is Phaedra and Candy.
I know.
Phaedra asked Candy to lunch because, you know, last time we saw them, there was that whole bomb scare.
Mm-hmm.
But Mama Joyce is really making light of it and saying,
when he was going to blow you to fuck.
And Phaedra really wanted to talk to Candy and be like, that wasn't very cool. And also, that guy wasn't a danger to me. And I want to clarify that. Which Candy apparently doesn't believe. She thinks Phaedra's lying cover for him.
She was saying that, like, okay, if you really weren't scared, why did you have bodyguards? Because apparently Candy's friends saw her as bodyguards on the street. But then with them, she was saying, oh no, I wasn't afraid. This is someone that I know. And so Candy thinks that she's putting on an act either way. Like, she doesn't know which way it is.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Yeah. I go back and forth a lot because I like both of them so much.
Right.
But I was really team Phaedra during this conversation. I felt like Candy was being really harsh with her.
I think Phaedra was still a little bit emotionally involved.
Mm-hmm.
And Candy's just like, shut off.
I know.
So she sounds a bit harsh.
Right. And yeah, I think that's the sad thing when a person is just so closed off and is like, I literally don't have one morse of interest in, like, fixing this.
Well, they started the conversation with, well, we're not friends anymore. And I was like, but why? I mean, we know why, but, like, of all the people that can't get over things, like, can't you guys please?
Especially because what is the worst thing that happened between them? You know, like, even Phaedra saying, this Todd trying to scrounge for money.
Right.
I feel like that's just a dig you make in the heat of the moment. It's,
well, that was an interview, but they all say nasty things to each other in an interview. So, like, to take that, like, hard.
Yeah.
I think it was more so really that, you know, Phaedra saying to Nene, like, you were the only one there for me.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel like that really hurt Candy.
Yeah.
And even, like, in this talk when Phaedra was like, well, maybe I loved you more than I loved my husband.
Which, by the way, she was so sincere when she said that, and Candy started laughing.
No, I didn't think she started laughing. She was like, well, that's really nice to say. Like, she kind of took a moment, and she was like, I don't know what to say to that because I'm so closed off, and, like, that's so lovely.
She said, that's nice of you to say, but I can't take you seriously when you say things like that. And I was like, what?
See, I took it as, it's too, like, that's so nice to say, and, like, I want there to be something there, but I'm so done. I can't even be moved by, like, this love. Like, it's so nice what you just said, but I'm so done.
Also, I hate that whenever we see two housewives arguing, they always say, look, I wish you the best. I wish nothing but the best for your family. Like, that is not true. When you don't like someone, literally a pox on their home. Like, that's...
Oh, see, I don't think that it's a pox on their home. I think it's more just like, I don't think about you anymore, which I don't know is worse.
Then say that. You are not praying for their family at night. Like, you don't care.
Right, right. Yeah, it was just, I don't know if that was, like, the end. End. Did we witness the end?
I feel like based on some of the super tees, and look, it could not be between them, but considering how close they were, they know all of each other's secrets.
Well, that's what Phaedra said. She was like, I know everything.
As Yolanda would say, I keep a lot of secrets in the vault. I would just, if I were them...
I don't think this is maybe the last that they'll face off.
Right.
But what do you guys think? Do you miss Candy and Phaedra's friendship?
And whose side were you on during that lunch?
Tweet us at BravoTV using hashtag BravoDailyDish.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.